Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard was written by Simon Mayr, who was born in Bavaria in the town of Mendorf in 1763, only 7 years after Mozart was born. Like so many composers of that time, Simon Mayr lived with both a blessing and a curse. The blessing was he lived at the same time as Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven, and he could discover their music, well, more or less, as it was being composed. But his curse was exactly the same thing. He lived at the same time as Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven, who got all the attention, especially after the fact. So in this podcast, we will make small amends for centuries of relative neglect by featuring this performance of Mayr's Requiem in G minor by the very fine Simon Mayr Chorus and Ensemble, a raft of excellent soloists, all under the direction of Franz Hauk. Here's a bit more of that beginning movement of the Requiem. Simon Mayr was born in Mendorf, Bavaria, and showed quite a bit of musical ability as a child, but ended up studying theology at a nearby Jesuit college in the town of Ingolstadt. The musical talent never disappeared, but it wasn't until 1787, when Mayr was 24 years old, that a patron really noticed his talent and decided to take him to Italy to learn about music. And Italy would become his home for the rest of his long life. He studied first in Bergamo, then in Venice, where his opera Sappho was staged. In 1802, he became the Maestro di Cappella at the Cathedral of Santa Maria Maggiore in Bergamo, and eventually became director of the cathedral choir as well. During his life, Mayr did many things to promote the music of Viennese composers such as Mozart, Haydn, and Beethoven to Italian audiences, the same composers who were to overshadow him in posterity. And it's not like Mayr didn't write enough music on his own. He wrote close to 70 operas and something like 600 sacred works, including the Requiem featured in this podcast. But his knowledge of Viennese composers, combined with his own Italian training and a natural inclination on his part towards vocal music, occasionally gives his music a bit of a hybrid feel. Some of the musical structures and instrumental writing seem Germanic, but the vocal writing was most definitely nurtured in sunny Italy. Here is the Christe Eleison section of the Kyrie.
Thank you.
Music by Simon Mayr. Between his adopted Italian homeland and his love of opera, Mayr picked up a fine sense of musical drama. This next music is a Dies Irae, which means Day of Wrath. The voices don't come in for almost 2 minutes, but in those opening 2 minutes, Mayr builds up the tension and expectation not through volume of sound. He actually begins with a lovely violin solo, but by passing around musical ideas between different instruments in such a way that you just know something big is about to happen. And when the cellos break into a faster section, well, it does, with the full chorus. That was part of the Dies Irae. The next music is the Tuba Mirum, which is actually still part of the Dies Irae. Whereas the Dies Irae text has to do literally with the day of wrath and doom impending, the text of the Tuba Mirum is about the trumpet summoning everybody before the throne, which is either more hopeful or more terrifying, depending on how you think you've lived. Although the translation uses the word trumpet, Mayr and, in fact, Mozart also, use solo trombones in the Tuba Mirum. Of course, it's hard to beat French composer Hector Berlioz for the all-out, over-the-top Tuba Mirum effect. In his Requiem, he uses four complete brass choirs in the Tuba Mirum, 38 players in total, playing from the four corners of the church. What a noise. It's its own kind of lovely excess, but it's not at all what Mayr was trying to do. Rather than overwhelming by sheer force, he uses melodic and harmonic development in a way that leads beautifully to the bass solo, sung here by Martin Berner. Like so many composers of his day, not all of Mayer's music has survived, and some pieces, including this Requiem, were scattered over several different locations. In fact, the research necessary to bring this score together would have made Sherlock Holmes proud. For a long time, to start with, nobody knew that Mayer had composed a second Requiem Grande. Only an earlier small-scale work was known. It was only through persistent and diligent search of the Civic Library in Bergamo that the complete work emerged, and no wonder it was such a task. Individual movements were filed in different parts of the library, and in some cases, individual pages from the Requiem were actually stuck in with other pieces of music. It was only by comparing the instrumental scoring and the actual music, the musical motifs, that all of the pieces were found and finally put together. Along the way, it was discovered that composer Gaetano Donizetti, who was a student of Mayer's, may have contributed to the final form of Mayer's Requiem. Whatever that detail, this Requiem was actually played at the funerals of both Donizetti and Simone Mayer. This recording was made in Ingolstadt, Germany, a fitting location for this recording, given that Mayer studied theology in Ingolstadt before moving to Italy to study music. Ingolstadt is a beautiful city on the banks of the Danube, right in the middle of Bavaria. It's a city of something over 100,000 residents that was first mentioned, at least in writing, in the year 806. That's the year 806 by Charlemagne, and was granted official city status in the year 1250. Construction of the actual church where this recording was made, the Assamkirche Maria de Victoria, was begun in 1732 with various additions, repairs, and rebuilds since. Both the town and the church have enough history to fill several podcasts, so for now we'll just stick with Simone Mayer. And the Benedictus from his Requiem, beginning with a lovely clarinet solo. Thank you. That was a bit of the Benedictus from Simon Mayr's Requiem. All of the music in this podcast comes from this one piece and a performance by the Simon Mayr Chorus and Ensemble and a long list of excellent soloists, all conducted by Franz Hauk. It's from a new Naxos recording, Naxos catalog number 8573419-20, part of an ongoing Naxos series dedicated to discovering Simon Mayr's music. Like many other requiems, Mayr's ends with the words, "Libera me," deliver me, and the music sounds like this.